There's a curious thing about road trips, and that is every once in a while, you need to get out of the car. You need to stop, stretch your legs, and heed the siren call of the closest roadside attraction. You start out by going for a cold drink, or maybe a candy bar, and you end up in line buying tickets to see the world's largest prairie dog. It can happen to the best of us, and in this collection of roadside attractions, it seems to happen quite a lot. Here we find no shortage of wayward travelers meeting up with all kinds of oddities. The Museum of Velvet Painting, the Space Needle, the Titan II Missile Museum, the largest ball of sisal twine, sculpted topiary, outdoor folk art. Things we find mostly near highways, byways, and off-ramps, all part and parcel of the American road trip. It takes a bit of planning to head out of town. Producer Steve Proffitt and historian Charles Phoenix thought they were good to go. They had packed their mint green 1961 Pontiac Bonneville, Bonnie for short, and they were on their way, until they weren't.
Before we could even get out of town, Bonnie's air conditioner went on the fritz and she started overheating. We managed to get her to Charles Mechanic in Hollywood.
First one hose broke, then the compressor broke, then the other hose broke. Okay?
Mechanic Steve Carthew had worked and worked diligently on Bonnie to prepare for this trip, but...
Sometimes old cars break your heart.
Yes, still, Charles was stoic about it all.
I've had enough old cars to know this is sometimes what happens. The sad thing is I don't have another old car that we can just hop in and go.
But he does have a fairly new Dodge Magnum with airbags and an FM radio.